I will call the meeting to order. We may have another member or two arrive because Mr. Cox had received word from several of the people that they won't be here, which we'll note after we have the roll call. So, Mr. Cox?
Cynthia Albright?
Here.
Jeff Anderson? Danny Birchland?
Here.
Bob Eaton? Mr. Eaton informed me he had a conflict when we rescheduled. He has a deck board commitment tonight, which normally he would not have had a problem with the rescheduling. Todd Fedora?
Here.
Steve Lifovich?
Here.
Marsha Hales? George Hansen?
Here.
Bob Hartle? Mr. Hartle is out of town at work. Bob Hendrickson?
Here.
Susan Lotto? Eli Miletich?
Here.
Lisa Potswald?
Here.
William Sample? Mr. Sample informed me he had to be out of town at work for work today. John Strongatharm?
Here.
I believe we have three excused absences then. And we can certainly, here's Mr. Anderson. So we can certainly note as any of the additional people come in, but I would ask at least that we excuse Mr. Eaton, Mr. Hartle, and Mr. Sample. Were those the ones that had called you?
Need a motion?
Yeah.
Chair, so moved.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
That's moved by Mr. Fedora, seconded by Mr. Strongatharm. Any comment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That passes. I thank you for letting Jeff know and making an effort to be here at this rescheduled meeting. Obviously, a number of us had difficulty getting here with the sidewalk days at the last meeting. There didn't seem to be access to City Hall, so we'll have to remember that for scheduling public meetings in future years if they decide to close off all the streets, including the circle in front of City Hall. So we have several items of business tonight. There are minutes from the meeting of April 8th, which were sent out to us. Was there anyone that had a chance to read those minutes that would like to move their approval?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Hansen in a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hendrickson. Any discussion or any corrections, comments to make on the minutes? Not all those in favor of approving the minutes from April 8th of 2009, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And those minutes will stand approved.
You have the communication of City Council submitting a resolution requesting the Charter Commission recommend adoption of an amendment to Section 8 of the City Charter relating to contracts which are not subject to the competitive bidding process.
And that resolution with the proposed charter amendment was sent to us and will be part of our new business. So we can discuss it at that time. Let's move on to our unfinished business. We have a committee report. We'll note for the record that Commissioner Hales has just joined us. So, the unfinished business, we had asked that Mr. Hansen form a committee to report on a proposal that would deal with utility rate increases. And Mr. Hansen, I believe that there is a speaker here to speak on your proposal, but maybe you'd like to introduce it or comment on, since it's not on the table and it's unfinished business, I think we can just take it up and you can talk about any meetings your committee's had or what direction you're going in.
I would like to let a member of the public speak because I believe one gentleman that was here has another meeting going on that he needs to get to. So I was going to let him go ahead and speak first. If that's possible, if we can suspend the rules to allow him to do so.
Sure. And okay, moved and seconded that we suspend the rules to hear from a speaker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Andy Peterson is here. We welcome him back as a former Charter Commission member. And let's see.
Okay, good evening. Thanks for serving on the Charter Commission.
was my privilege to serve two terms with many of you, and it was a great, great honor. That said, I know that it is a lot of work to do these kinds of things, and so I appreciate your efforts. Well, I spoke with George earlier today about his proposal, and I just want to say that there's been a lot of talk in town this last year about the possibility of maybe even selling the gas company. And when people talked about that, they talked about me because I was a person that wrote a lot about it and pushed it and talked about it. It was even in the mayor's agenda for this year. He has since said that's not something that's going to happen, and I think perhaps he's correct. There's not a lot of political will to sell off the publicly held utility company, and so that issue is perhaps dead for the city at this time. But that being said, I think that the resolution that you have in front of you perhaps has some merit to it on a couple of fronts. One, our utility company is not regulated by anybody but the city council. And I would dare say, and probably if I had time with each and every city councilor, they would tell you that they're not an expert on utilities, and they're especially not an expert on the gas company. So when rates come before them, they're asked to approve them, and they approve these rates. And as a citizen or as a business owner in town, one often wonders how those rates are set, where's the transparency, how much money does the city make on these kinds of things. And so there may be another option, and at times I've heard the mayor even allude to this, in that, well, there's actually two options. One is the Public Utilities Commission coming under the purview of the Public Utilities Commission down in St. Paul, and they would regulate things, much as Minnesota Power does. That option, I understand, is extremely expensive and at times cumbersome, adding maybe another layer yet of staff here to deal with the Public Utilities Commission. So that may not be the best option. But the other option might be to have our utilities come under a special board here in town that could be created that would mimic the Public Utilities Commission, that would cost less money, one that would become experts in the field of utilities, whether they be water or sewer or gas or what have you, and that could closely monitor what's happening in those areas. They would become an advisory board of sorts that could advise the city council, who ultimately has the authority in this case, to raise rates, lower rates, and so forth. That would have several advantages for us as a city. One, it would offer some more areas of service for citizens that truly want to dig into this. It would provide citizens at large with some oversight of the utility, and then we can have other discussions. What are we doing with the money from that we make from utilities? Certainly, we make some money. Last month, I opened my electric bill and found out that I paid 2.2% of that electric bill to the city. With the gas company, we pay a 6.5% franchise fee, which is totally optional on our part, and a 1% sales tax. That's even before we make any money on it. So if we had an oversight board of this nature, we could then have discussions to say it's fair or unfair to citizens. And if it's unfair to citizens and we work perhaps to repeal some of those things, that board might even suggest ways to augment some of that revenue. I'm not suggesting tonight that we eliminate the gas company or eliminate the water company and those kinds of things. I'm only saying that we should really take a fair and honest look at it and maybe even support this resolution and move forward from there and have really some honest, open, and civil dialogue about it as we move forward. So I would support it at this point. I think those who have vested interests in our city might support that kind of thing, and encourage you to continue the dialogue, at least at the subcommittee level, and then at the Charter Commission, and on as we go. So with that, that's all I have to say, unless there's questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. Peterson. Are there any questions? As you've noted, what we have before us is merely a proposal. It's never been worked up into
right.
Any actual language that would go into the charter, and that's what we've asked Mr. Hansen and a committee to look into. So at some point, obviously, there would have to be further deliberation by the commission and by the city council before anything is done. But we thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
Okay, Mr. Peterson.
Commissioners, if I may, and Andy, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
I don't really want to speak for the administration, but I do have some information that I think may be helpful at this point. And Ms. Potswald may also, and Mr. Hansen, they've been involved with this particular issue. Let's see. Mr. Peterson is correct in many ways. The city council at this time does do the regulation work for the utility, and we have a couple of councilors here tonight, and I think they would probably agree that they deal with things in a pretty broad brush. They have a lot of issues that come before them, and the utilities, you know, they, if we think of like the budget, they probably get an hour of discussion, or maybe have a committee of the whole on the utility budget, and obviously a utility is a very complex operation. There has been some efforts to look into possibly using the PUC down in St. Paul, the state PUC, which Mr. Peterson has talked about. I had the opportunity to testify down there a couple months ago on behalf of the city with regard to the Hibbard sale of the boilers there, and it was very interesting. It was my experience was it was very time consuming to get down there. It was a very cumbersome process. They did not understand Duluth and our particular experience here, and really it's a big room full of lawyers and lobbyists, there's been some other research done about the costs, and that can be an extremely expensive process. And Minnesota Power, if you know anybody there, could talk about the amount of resources and effort that they expend to work with the PUC. And so there are some options there for Duluth, but there certainly, you know, we have some very tight budget issues here, and I'm not sure the loss of local control and the added expense, and it's something to look into. What I know that the administration is working on and is in the works, and I don't have an exact timeline on, but I believe there's probably a draft in process, is a putting together a PUC for the city of Duluth, which would incorporate basically one of your two options that you talked about as being good. And you know, obviously the devils are in the details, and those details are going to have to come out further, and people are going to have to look into this. But progress is being made that way, and I would expect, I think that's it's a priority. I expect to see that in the next month or two, maybe even sooner. I'm sure we'll have more discussions on this at that point. I don't know if anybody has any questions. I don't know everything, but that's kind of what I do know about this particular issue.
The only question that I would have is that we had asked Mr. Hansen to look into this. Are you going to continue to work with the Charter Commission's committee? Because Ms. Potswald was also on the Charter Commission's committee to formulate the administration proposal, or will you have a proposal and meet with them then, or do you have a sense of how you're going to proceed?
And I defer that to Ms. Potswald, except to say that Mr. Hansen was given the charge to look into this, and he did. We had some discussions and at least one meeting in which he met with staff and Ms. Potswald, the committee that they formed, and looked into this and made some suggestions, and those have been, as far as I can tell, very helpful in moving this process forward. From the procedural standpoint, the PUC and the formation of the PUC is something that will go to the City Council rather than the Charter Commission. So I guess my recommendation would be at this point to continue to monitor this from the Charter Commission side, but I think the action is going to come on behalf on the side of the City Council. And obviously you have some overlap with city councilors that serve on the Charter Commission, so you'll be able to get reports back that way, as well as Mr. Hansen continuing to monitor this.
So you don't envision that this will require changing the current language in the city charter to have a local public utilities commission?
Commissioners, it's at this point, I don't think it's been the final draft is out yet, but it's my understanding that it's going to go before the city council. And I can look into that further if you want, but that's my understanding.
Any other questions? Who's got the light on?
Madam Chair,
Miletich.
I just want to thank Mr. Peterson for his contribution in the past as a member of this commission and for continuing to have interest in the affairs of the city. Come here with your input and suggestions, and I think we do well to pay heed. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Hansen, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I would just like to make sure, if possible, when you're copying the two councilors on the commission, if you can include me in the copy on what you're going to be sending to the city council.
Ms. Potswell will make sure that occurs.
Well, there's no further action than required, and if in fact this is something that, when Mr. Hansen receives notice of it, requires any further Charter Commission action, we can obviously take it up at one of our future meetings. But as you suggested, maybe given that it has been a topic of discussion here, if you just want to notify us of what the outcome is when it does get into a format to go to the City Council, it might be something that we might want to be interested in, because we have taken the time to look into it too.
My main concern is that it addressed the areas that I brought up in the original proposal.
Okay.
You know, and not just pieces here and there.
Okay. So we'll wait to hear on that. Then moving on, we have new business, a draft ordinance amending Section 8 of the City Charter relating to contracts which are not subject to the public bidding process. And I don't know if there's somebody from the administration that wants to speak on behalf of this or wants to explain what's happening. Mr. Johnson.
Charter Commission members, recently let's just back up a little bit. There's been some efforts to allow the city to, one, streamline our operations, and two, to have more ability to buy local. And one of the things that occurred was recently the City Council approved an ordinance changing the purchasing requirements. And some of those changes included increasing purchasing levels. I think it was originally $25,000 that it had to go to council. The administration had proposed, I think, either $75,000 or $100,000, and then there was the council decided to amend that down, and I think it finally ended up at $50,000. And Mr. Fedora and Mr. Anderson can correct me on this if I'm wrong. So there was an effort to increase the limits to reflect the changes over time, inflation and those types of things, and the efficiency of the purchasing department. If you look in the charter, there's one spot in the charter, and it's in the proposal, that set a limit of $10,000 for certain competitive bidding situations. And the desire of the administration was to try to take a number like that, a hard number, out of the charter and put it into the ordinance so that it's easier to change it over time. And this is something we do in ordinances, we always try to take it so that if there's a fee, let's say the fee for a dog license, if the fee is $10, we don't put that in the ordinance because the ordinances are hard to change, and typically you don't change that every year. But fees you want to put so that they can be done by resolution so that you can be adjusted year to year. So next year the dog license may be $12. The same kind of thought went into here is that maybe the number, the $10,000, shouldn't be in the charter, but rather it should be in the code, where then the city council would have the ability, if they so desire, to change that just like they changed the $25,000 limit to $50,000. And so by voting in favor of this, you're not increasing that number, but rather you're transferring the ability to change that number over to the city council and letting them adjust that, which is easier to do rather than changing the charter, which, you know, is, in my mind, should be more of a document that is lasting and not something you tinker with every year to take 10,000 to 15,000 or that way. So I don't know if anybody has any questions on that. Ms. Potswald may have some comments, and it's kind of my off the top of my head description of this proposal.
Just to be clear, the change doesn't change the process for awarding contracts, nor does it change what is or isn't a competitively bid contract. What it changes is the process that it goes through and whether it has to go through the council or whether it can be done administratively. And sets that limit by ordinance instead of in the charter.
Correct. Again, to be clear, it takes the charter had a $10,000 limit. It takes that limit and it says it's an amount to be set forth by ordinance. When the ordinance, those are voted for by the council. So it's not administratively, the administration would not be able to change it. It would be the council that would then have the power to set that limit.
But then the underneath that limit, the contracts could be awarded administratively. I guess maybe I wasn't speaking clearly. So, okay, Ms. Potswald, did you have something to add?
Yes, I just wanted to add, and now I have my City of Duluth hat on, not my Charter Commission hat on. I supervise the purchasing department, and just so everybody understands, purchasing is a professional occupation that requires following a number of statutes, rules, laws. It's a very regulated operation, and so I think the points are well taken that the process does not change at all just because the number changes. We still have a number of rules, regulations, and processes that we have to follow. The opportunity that we have in allowing the City Council to move that number up more close to what is authorized in state law, because the state's limit is actually 75,000, it allows us to not have to do so doggone much paperwork. I mean, it really is an exercise in efficiency. It frees up a lot of time from doing the paper that we have to do for contracts, walking those contracts around, all of those sorts of things. We still are on a paper system, unfortunately. We have not gone to documents online yet. And so it's a huge undertaking for us to be doing the level of minute work we need to do at that kind of low contract level. $10,000 doesn't get you much anymore.
Are there other questions? Commissioner Miletich.
Madam Chair, I don't know that this is something that we should be approving without everybody having questions about it. We, at the behest of the administration or the council, do study some changes to the charter, and they come back to bite us in the butt. I'd look at the change that we recommended with respect to DEDA, just for example, and I see that three recent appointments to DETA, as per the change, at least two of them, and possibly three, have strong ties to the former financial advisor of the present and incumbent mayor. You wonder if that unnamed power company, what kind of influence that power company is having over an administration of the city of Duluth. And likewise, we make changes here. I'd like to hear from the department directors, the heads of the various departments, what they think of this. And it's something that is troubling me now, and I think if we approve of it, I'll be speaking out on it in the future when I see some errors in judgment. Thank you.
Are there any other comments? If not, I think we probably need to have somebody move the ordinance change and second it, and then it's moved by Fedora, second by Hales. Are we ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
I'm sorry, who was the other no? Okay. Commissioner Filipovich and Commissioner Miletich, two noes, and nine in favor. So the motion passes, and we will recommend that to the City Council. And I'm sure they'll get a copy of the minutes with Commissioner Miletich's comments in them, too. So, and the other comments tonight. And does anyone else have any business before the commission? If not, we'll have our regular meeting in October. See if there's business to conduct then.
Will be the election, if anything else. If nothing else.
Oh, okay. So I would accept a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
It's moved and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.